Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, overall in protection, I thought they did a really nice job. Davis had time all day, you know. Starting off, we had to get some things corrected. It wasn't up to our standards, so we had to make changes, get it fixed. And once we got those fixed, I feel like the guys did a really good job of battling. Still things to clean up, but for overall, man, I thought Tay Trent did a really nice job on the edges, protecting it well. We had a couple zero pressures that kind of got us. We got to communicate better on, you know, our mic points and those things, make sure everybody's on the same page. But overall, you talk about a game protection-wise versus a really good front, our guys did a great job.
All right, that was D'Amico talking about the performance of his offensive line. I know even after the game or yesterday in the presser that you could hear right here on Sports Radio 610, he discussed that, hey, we're gonna keep looking and seeing what group works together. And as he mentioned, they did it in the middle of that game. they worked through before they got to what felt like, Clint, they settled in on Trent Brown, Patterson, Andrews, Scruggs, and then Ursary over there at the left tackle spot. So that seemed to be the five that they settled in on. And I know watching that and rewatching the tape like you did, it's caused your mind to think, well, maybe there needs to be a little bit more of a conversation with this offensive line group.
Yeah, look, I mean, and we'll get to the City South stuff. I mean, that is luckily, you know, that was going to be a headliner the way that game was going. But luckily,
it's
that fourth
still,
quarter,
still
that,
one to me.
That four, no, it's worth talking about. I don't think it's a headline. It's not a headline, but it's worth talking about. That's for damn sure. But the thought of there being a quarterback controversy is plumb ass silly, right? I mean, nobody's saying that. We can acknowledge that one guy plays well and understand that there's not a quarterback controversy at all. And CJ's the guy when he's healthy. Now, I do believe there's an O-line controversy. And I'm not talking about of these silly ass, we're going to rotate left guard type deals. I'm talking about a true, how do you get to the best offensive line? Whether you're talking about who's the best guard, who's the best tackle, or you want to buy into what the Texans sell with, oh, who's the best five, right? I'm going to tell you right now. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Trent Brown displays abilities that nobody in a Texans uniform displays at the tackle position. Nobody, right? I don't know if it's sheer size. I don't know if it's just a physicality of just a guy's got heavy hands and a guy just plays a certain brand. I don't know how much of it has to do with the fact that the edge rushers for Jacksonville weren't the best edge rushers that the NFL have to offer. I don't know what to necessarily chalk it up to, but I'm going to tell you right now, Trent Brown, just with his sheer size, has the ability to collapse defensive tackles in the run game. If you're washing guys down in a slide protection type of scheme and protection, he has the ability to literally move individuals in the run game. All right. And as I said, in the pass game, and there's nobody that just effortlessly has the ability to move guys the way that he does. There's not. Arionte Ursary may one day have that size and that ability, but right now he's not there either. When you look at Trent Brown, like the heavy hands I'm talking about, even when he misses a guy, not like when he dove for the guy on the backside and did get Davis killed. Luckily, there was an injury there. You know, that's a poor decision. I don't know why you're trying to cut an edge rusher on the backside of a throw like that.
That was a rough watch.
That was a rough watch. That was about trying to cut a player you should have never tried to cut. I don't know if that was Davis holding the ball was a problem or if he shouldn't have done that. But either way, when he, like, let's say he's pass protecting, and a smaller player, linebacker or something, he somehow becomes responsible for a smaller player in a pass rush. He'll shoot his hands at that guy, and he may not catch him flush, but just contacting him, that dude is knocked so far off of his momentum's no longer going where he wanted it to go. It's going the other direction, right? He has to bend at the hips whichever way Trent's pushing him. And so I don't even know what to do with it. I mean, you as a listener, you as a Texans fan, you can decide what you want to do with it. I'm telling you right now that Trent Brown displays abilities that no other tackle on this football team does. Now, he's not as good an athlete as the other guys are. I don't know how long and how hard he can go given how old he is. I don't know how good his feet are going to be against a speed rusher. I don't know all those things. But I can tell you right now, we hear D'Amico Ryans talk about do what you're told to do, displace people at the line of scrimmage, play the game physical. There ain't no doubt about it, Ron. Trent Brown displays that by nature. He just simply does. And again, I don't know how much his credit is to like dude's just a monster human being. And the other part of it is in pass protection.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous there.
But Ron, when he and rightfully so, right?
Like I thought Walker was a really good. It's a good match of more of a power rusher. Than a guy coming off the edge, right. Speed wise, I don't love that. That one makes me nervous.
I don't know what he's going to do with T.J. Watt. All right, I don't know what he's going to do with the speed rushers off the edge. Some of the guy, the Benito kid that we saw, and I don't know what's going to happen there. But I'm going to tell you right now, when he gets his palms on a defensive player, you mentioned a power player like Walker. When he got his palms on his chest plate, it was a wrap. It was over. Like and there's nobody else on this entire offensive line that's doing that. There's not one person. Maybe every now and then again, Ariante Ursary may do it. Titus may. This is a bop. I mean, let me get my hands on you. Let me sink my anchor, and you're going absolutely nowhere.
But you're not ready to get to a space where you're like you think maybe he should be in there at right tackle over Titus.
I don't know.
Oh, you're like you don't know. Titus has clearly been their best lineman.
I don't know.
You were that impressed by what you saw.
Yes.
I didn't get there. Yes.
I'm really high on Titus Howard.
You've been as high on him as anybody else.
And I'll be completely transparent. If Titus Howard only played right tackle, I would probably answer your question as a quick, he got to go back to the bench. But knowing that there's problems elsewhere, knowing that there's lesser players elsewhere, I'm not convinced that Trent Brown being your right tackle isn't the best answer. I'm telling you, it's that impressive. And I believe
text
this.
Text line coming in. Thank you, Clint. Trent Brown's a beast.
Well, I believe this, Ron. I believe that the guys, the decision maker. One, you know Nick Caserio loves him. He's got Patriot. He's had a Patriot on his helmet before. But you know that Cole Popovich loves it because he's got Patriot on his helmet, right? Nick Cayley, same thing, right? And then you look at D'Amico Ryans. It's what he's been asking these guys to do. Not anything against Titus Howard. I'm just telling you that there's no way a defensive-minded head coach has been asking for displacing guys at the line of scrimmage and being physical, doesn't watch that and go, fellas, that's what the hell I'm talking about. Even on plays when they got called for penalties, fellas, that's what the hell I'm talking about right there. I don't know what to do with it. I don't know what they're going to do with it. I'm not declaring that Titus Howard should not be a starter by any means.
It sounds like you're really turned on by him, especially his physicality in the run
100%.
Game. I feel like that Fisher role maybe could go to him.
Maybe.
If you're looking for that, because I don't know what Ed Ingram and Titus have done. Like, there hasn't been enough for me to say, all right, those guys got to come off the field. Like, I wasn't that impressed from it. But the physical part that you're talking about, I ain't a lot, yeah. When he even got the false start, Woody Marks would have scored a touchdown. He absolutely drove that entire side of the field into the middle of the field, and he ran off of him, and it would have been an easy touchdown had he not gotten off early. And so maybe that is it. With that Blake Fisher jumbo package, maybe that's it. But I
don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I can just tell you that they've got a tackle problem. And
you mean a good one?
A good one, yes. Yeah. And the reality of it is you've got a guard problem, a bad one. And how do you answer all of the above? Now, it's going to take a tough conversation. It's going to take a tough decision that's made, and I don't know that they're going to do that. But I'm just telling you right now that you've got Trent Brown was really impressive.
He calls you to pause. Huh?
If we didn't look, if we had a great offensive line and we didn't, we were moving folks up front and we were great pass protectors, it'd be a no-brainer. Hey, Trent, get your old dad back on the sideline and chill out. But that's not what you've got in Houston. And that is, ooh, I sure enough would sign up. I want to see it versus a better opponent. I want to see it versus a better edge guy before I pull the plug on that one.
All right, some news about another playoff AFC contender. And, Clint's feeling frisky. How impressed and where is your mind going with Nick Caley, who has been one of the most talked about people in this city? That performance on Sunday from him as the OC, is he potentially the answer? We'll discuss all that coming up next.